You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Dan Levinson and his swing wing, the Milkman's Matinee, and I'm usually up to hear that, or it, well, it beats a jackhammer anyway. I hear plenty of those in the morning. 2008, that was Molly Ryan singing that, and Molly is doing a swing album. So you probably will have heard, if you've heard any of the previous couple of shows, or you've been following stuff on my site, you will realize that she is trying to finance that. And she's getting close, but if you want to kick in 20, you'll get an autographed CD. There's also an option where you can, if you give $1,000, you can get her to give a concert at your house. Yes, and how can you go wrong with that? Just check it out, because you cannot lose, and you heard how good she is. So the world needs another swing album by Molly Ryan. It really does, and you're not going to get that from Columbia Records. You're not going to get that from BMG or any of those guys. So you have to hope that the market isn't always right, by the way, because it can be manipulated. Let's get into conspiracy theories and philosophy, shall we? Seriously, the way to preserve this music is to buy it, and the way to get it made regularly is to encourage it being performed. And that's the only way to do it. You have to spend the money, and you have to buy the records, and you have to go to shows, and you have to tell these people how wonderful they are. And you really do. And Molly is one of the best. So please, contribute and get yourself a CD. It will happen, but you can get that on the ground floor. And this is Radiola, and my soapbox is about to collapse, so I'm going to get off it now. And I'm Andy Sr., and yes, they have to build a soapbox for me, one that's a little bit more reinforced. Frank Banta and Harry Axt, 1920, Ding Toes. I don't know what that refers to, but apparently it was a song. Thank you.
quake. It's easy to find me disgraceful a shack. I live in the one that is right on the tracks. Every night I go dancing down at O'Reilly's or Boyk. We chain all the children to fences and lawns. We do it to keep them from biting the dogs. Say, I live over the wire dump down by the Winnega Wake.
Carl Fenton's orchestra, whoever he was, and Lady Be Good, 1924, on Brunswick, and that's the Gershwins. Gotta play something some people recognize once in a while. Golden Gate Orchestra, Arthur Hall, Down by the Winnegar Woiks, 1926. And there's Arthur. He's doing a good job with that. He's good with that. Good with that material. He does a good job there. And of course, the Golden Gate Orchestra was the California Ramblers, and you cannot possibly deny that. Frank Banta and Harry Axt, Ding Toes. Speaking of bells and whistles, there's a couple. There's get your those bells on your toes. 1920. Ah, yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I appreciate being here. Nathan Glance and his orchestra. Unlike this guy, Leore Montesano, singing this. Oh Lordy, this is a rough one. So don't get the sharp objects away from yourself. 1928. Life means nothing to me.
congratulations. I really mean it from my heart. Someone in your embrace is taking my old place. But if you're happy, I'll be so happy. You'll always be my inspiration. Although we're drifting far apart, you found somebody new. What else is there to do but offer you
Rounders. That's Harry Reeser, Scrappy Lambert again with That's You, Baby, 1929, and that's pretty good. Yes. Good band always. Regals are, you know, they're mixed. Sometimes you get one you can play, and sometimes they sound rough, and that's not too bad. Franklin Ferris, it's actually Emil Velasco playing the organ. Paul Small singing "Congratulations, 1930," and that's obviously Sour Grapes there. Aren't they all? 1930. Nathan Glantz in his orchestra. Leroy Montesano singing "Life Means Nothing to Me." 1928. That's a dancey tune for that. You know, very peppy, upbeat thing for that sentiment. So, and I will not play "Gloomy Sunday." I'm not going to go there. Don't worry about it. This is Radiola, and there are bells and whistles here to be heard. They're not always audible. They're more inherent. Fain and Dunn, 1928, "And Then You Came Along."
Everything to me just seemed all wrong. I couldn't smile, I couldn't sing a song. Thoughts would pass me by, they never asked me why. But yesterday my bluebird came along. The sky was dark and cloudy, my heart was sad and blue. And then, you came along. I couldn't find a rainbow to make my dreams come true. And then you came along. I'll tell the world I love you. I used to hear them speak of heavenly skies. What did I find the heavens right in your eyes? My arms were always empty of love I never knew. And then you came along. Days were long and nights seemed all so blue, until the day I fell in love with you. Things are different now, so I have made a vow that I will cherish everything you do. The sky was dark and cloudy, my heart was sad and blue. And then you came along, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I couldn't find a rainbow to make my dream come true. And then you came along. Out of the world I love you. I used to hear them speak of heavenly skies. But did I find the heavens right in your eyes? My arms were always empty of love I never knew. And then you came along. And then you came.
Flowers, then I'll be reminded of.
paradise, and I'll keep it for you. I'll spend all my hours among fragrant flowers, then I'll be reminded of you.
Good evening, folks, or good morning, whatever time it may happen to be. They say music hath charms, sometimes to make you lapse into a spirit of despondency, other times to bring a bit of sunshine into your lives. We sincerely hope that this little tune will have just that desired effect. It's entitled, Hi-Ho, Everybody Hi-Ho. This old world's a great old world, quite a wonderful place. Nothing helps to make it so, a more than a smiling face. Some days we feel happy, but when our hearts are low, a word of cheer can change it all. Here's how I know it's so. When songbirds are singing, here's all they keep singing. Hi-ho, everybody hi-ho. The breeze says each morning, when daylight is dawning, hi-ho, everybody hi-ho. Every little star in the sky, looking down here below, has a little twinkle in his eye, and he says, hi-ho, hi-ho. So I'll just begin it, there's happiness in it. Hi-ho, everybody hi-ho. Singing, yes, all they keep singing, hi-ho, everybody hi-ho. The breeze says each morning, when daylight is dawning, hi-ho, everybody hi-ho. Every star up in the sky, looking down here below, has a little twinkle in his eye, and he says, hi-ho, hi-ho. So I'll just begin it. Ah, there's happiness in it. Hi-ho, everybody, hi-ho.
Charles W. Hamp, the California Blue Boy, 1929, Hi-Ho, Everybody, Hi-Ho. And that used to be the theme of this show early on, about 7 years ago when we started. We used this for a while. Then we used a crazy record of the William Tell Overture, but I like that tune, and maybe I should start using it again, but Wake Up Chillin' is really much more where I am today, if I remember to wake up. That song, by the way, was the theme song of this fellow, Rudy Vallee, I'll Be Reminded of You. He recorded in 1929, and that's I had to do some magic with that, but it came out all right. Had to cut out a couple of really bad ticks and redid the restoration, but it's passable now. But yes, he used that as his radio theme, as he said on his own record of it. I was copying with my radio theme using the Charles Hamp recording, of course. Fain and Done, and then you came along, 1928, and I don't think that was anybody's radio theme. Sammy Fain and Artie Dunn, of course. This is Radiola. I am Andy Senior, and this, by the way, is yes, our bells and whistles we're waking up. And here's Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra. Ella Logan, who from Scotland, could do a pretty mean Harlem growl on this one. doing the Uptown Lowdown in 1933.
Make you weep someday, sweetheart. be sorry for what you've done to my poor heart. You may regret the vows you've broken and the things you did that made us drift apart. You're happy now and can't see how the weary blues will ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear. And what you reap made you weep someday, sweetheart.
A jam session at Victor. That was Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Fats Waller, Thomas, if you will, on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, and George Wetling on drums, Honeysuckle Rose, 1937. And I'm surprised I've never played that on the show before. That is one record I should have played long before this, but there it is. That was from an LP. That was an LP dubbing, so I tried to do what I could with it. Mildred Bailey and her swing band. That's from Teddy Wilson's Smithsonian LP. And Teddy's in there, along with Red Norvo, of course. Someday Sweetheart, 1935. Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra. Ella Logan doing the Uptown Lowdown, 1933. And she's good. puts that real growl in there. That's convincing too. You never think she was from Scotland. This is Radiola, and nobody knows where I'm from except here. And I'm quite honest about that, because no one else would admit to that unless they were from here. So wherever here is, and yes, Andy Senior, the Levine, yes, Arthur Fields lived down the street here. Yes, he did. Radiola continues with Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra. Hal Derwin on the vocal, and this is French, so just bear with me on this title. Hal Derwin does it all right. 1940, A Vous Tout Devez, A Vous. Yes.
A vous tout devez, à vous, chérie. Please tell me what bothers you, baby. Is it something I have done that has hurt my precious one? Let me hold you close while you confide in me. A vous tout devez, à vous, amour. Please tell me why you're so blue. Toujours, I can bring you happiness. Darling, trust me and confess. Oh, a vous tout devez, à vous. Confide in me. A vous tout devez, à vous, amour. Please tell me why you're so blue. Toujours, I can bring you happiness. Darling, trust me and confess. Oh, a vous tout devez, à
touching the soul. You mean so much to me. Don't let a word or so cause such a rift two hearts would give far from their goal. Should we let our plans and schemes stumble, crumble? Should we let our hopes and dreams scatter? Oh, you mean so much to me. If ever you should go, my heart would chill, never to thrill. You mean so much to me. we let our plans and schemes stumble, crumble? Should we let our hopes and dreams shatter, scatter? Oh, you mean so much to me. If ever you should go, my heart would chill, never to thrill. You mean so much to me.
Una Mae Carlisle, 1941, on Bluebird, You Mean So Much to Me. And I don't say that enough to certain people, so I suppose I should, and I'm going to do that, because everything is so tentative here. So you have to be, you have to announce it to people occasionally, just so they know, and you're not just, because irritable is my default position, so I have to let people know how I feel once in a while, actually and deeply. Shep Fields and His Rippling Rhythm with Hal Derwin. It says here. 1940. Yes. This is Radiola. Thanks for hanging around for a couple hours. I appreciate it very, very much. And the bells and whistles will be quieted for another week. But let us close. And I am informed by John Leifert that the band accompanying Joe Wilbur here is the California Ramblers. He told me that, and that's news to me, but there they are. Here they are in 1928. Auf Wiedersehen.
Till we meet again, loving you as I do, I'm so sad leaving you, but smile, I'll just be gone a while, my sweetheart. Auf Wiedersehen, we'll meet again, so please don't say goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen, no
love and love someday of me.